This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, love to get your question on the air. Again, the telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. You can learn more about Class Financial on their website, classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great opportunity on the website to stay connected with Class Financial as well as the markets with their weekly Market Pulse update newsletter. You can sign up right online, subscribe at classfinancial.com. Put in your email address there, and then each week you'll get an email with a link not only to what's been going on in the markets, but also a link to the most recent show's podcast. So if you missed any part of the program, you can get caught up there as well. Again, just head on over to classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Do not forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Class Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And joining us this morning from Class Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Guys, how are we doing today?
Very good. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well, Malia. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good, Sean. Thanks.
Great to talk with both of you. And we've got an exciting show ahead this week and some important decisions that that need to be made and things you do not want to take without thinking them over, which is pension decisions. And we're going to be talking about that on this week's program. But before we get rolling on this week's conversation about pensions and some of those considerations, Gloss Quiz Question Week, something fantastic we do each and every week right here on the program. This week will be no exception. Another fantastic prize as well from our friends at Gloss Financial, a $25 gift card to Amazon. You'll have a chance to win a little bit later on in the program. Little tip for the Gloss Quiz Question Week. Typically, both the question and answer to the Gloss Quiz Question Week comes up on the program. So make sure you're paying close attention to the show, not only for the fantastic information, but also the opportunity a little bit later on to win a $25 gift card to Amazon. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation on pensions, let's take a look back at last week's Gloss Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation regarding annuities. And, well, people who followed us for many years probably have heard that we're not necessarily the biggest fans of annuities. It depends on the situation. There is a lot of those products out there. So hopefully our listeners enjoyed listening to that. And we had a lot of great feedback from people. And we had a lot of call-ins for our question last week, which was, annuities are insurance products, true or false? And Karen successfully answered that question. Karen from Fitchburg, so congratulations to her. The answer was true. Annuities are considered insurance products and not investments. So just make sure you understand whatever you are purchasing before you sign on the dotted line.
Great show last week as well. And don't forget, you can always get caught up online, classfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Listen back to last week's as well as the previous show's podcasts, all online. You can subscribe there as well. As mentioned, today we're going to be talking about choices surrounding pensions and using caution there. Now, should we be lucky enough to have one of those for retirement, what should we know about pensions for retirement and those choices that we'll need to be making?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean, and it kind of ties in nicely to our discussion last week about annuities, because as most people are aware, pensions are kind of a form of an annuity. So back in the 1980s, roughly 38% of workers had a pension, and today most government workers still get them, but private sector workers, they've cut way back. So in 2019, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics suggested that only about 16% of private sector workers still had access to pensions. So the trend of the number of private sector workers who have access to a pension is largely expected to move closer to zero. So this begs the question, why are there so few private sector pensions left? And one of the biggest reasons is that they're with a defined benefit pension plan like we're talking about, the biggest risk is on the employer. So when the employer is guaranteeing you that they're going to give you a certain amount of money each month, they're taking all the risk that the money they're setting aside and the money they're investing is actually going to be there when you get there. And so for obvious reasons, it could be, 35 years from now before they need this money. So it can be a really big line item on their corporate balance sheet and things like that. So it's very expensive for companies. And again, they're assuming all the risk. Now they will remain pensions. I mean, will remain relatively common in the public sector. So government jobs, obviously those still have pensions, and most people that still get hired into the government are fortunate enough to get pensions. But a pension is just one type of retirement plan. You guys have heard us talk a lot about the different types of retirement plans, 401ks, 403bs, pensions, that kind of stuff. Those generally all get categorized into two types. So there's either a defined benefit or a defined contribution. So the defined benefit is the kind of the traditional pension plan like we're talking about today. So if you're fortunate enough to have one of these, it could look something like your employer promises to pay you, maybe $3,000 a month after you reach age 65. So if they do that, that's a defined benefit. Obviously, they're guaranteeing you $3,000 a month. So your employer made that promise to pay you that amount in retirement, and then that is going to continue as long as you're alive, and they'll have certain different ways that you could pass it on to possibly beneficiaries or spouses or stuff like that down the line. So when people use the word pension, they're almost always referring to this defined benefit plan, again, where they'll get a set dollar amount for the rest of their life. Now, on the other side, if your employer offers to put, let's say, $5,000 a year into your 401k, that's a defined contribution plan. So a defined contribution plan is an individual account like your 401k, and it's yours and yours alone. So the employer isn't guaranteeing that you'll receive a certain amount of money at retirement or that your retirement account will be worth anything at all when the time comes. Instead, they're giving you that money each year, and then they're allowing you to invest it how you see fit. So again, they're putting the risk more on yourself to make sure you invest it properly and save enough and all those types of things. And so don't forget that employers you may have had a long time ago where you might still have an old pension to draw from in retirement. So check with previous employers and make sure you aren't leaving money on the table. We find this very common where people will have worked at a job for maybe 3 or 4 years, maybe back in their early 20s or something like that, and didn't even know that they had a pension plan. And if that's the case, it's usually not much, but it could be, maybe an extra $50 or $100 a month for something like that. So you don't want to forget about it, that's for sure.
Really important warning there, and definitely something to be investigating as well. I know we hear stories too of even 401ks, sometimes people saying, hey, I forgot I even had that one at a previous employer. And we've talked a bit about that as well on previous programs. Don't forget, you can always listen back to this and the previous shows up at klossfinancial.com. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, they're at office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia and Kyle, we'd love to get you on the air this morning. Our number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And I know we talk all about planning for retirement and getting everything ready. So what should we know then before we retire in regards to pension choices that may be offered?
Yeah, so this is a great question, and just another note with what Kyle said. We do, when we're sitting down designing how that retirement income, what it's going to look like, and where are the sources of it, we really do make our clients sit there and scratch their heads a little bit and say, as Kyle said, when people perhaps were in their 20s or 30s, they did have a job for a period of time. And, quite honestly, those companies aren't like banging at your door saying, hey, don't forget your money. They really are not. So you really do have to say, what would all my sources be? My Social Security, my investments, and maybe I have a pension or two. So that's a really, really important point. We'd like people to, even prior to retirement, make sure you're sourcing where those potential revenues of income are coming from. So yes, if you are getting ready to retire and you are vested in your pension plan, you're going to have to choose how you're going to receive those pension benefits. And this is just such an important question for yourself, and one you really, really want to take time in evaluating. So as Kyle mentioned, your traditional pension plan is designed to give you that steady stream of income once you retire. And usually when you make that decision, it's a lifelong decision. You can't go back 2 years from from now and say, oh, I think I'd rather get it a different way and add on a beneficiary or so forth. So normally benefits are paid in the form of lifetime monthly benefits. However, we're seeing is employers are more often making available to employees a one-time payment for all or for a portion of their pension. So that's known as a lump sum payout option. Not necessarily the right choice for everybody, but an important one to consider. So as I said, remember that once you sign the paperwork, the agreement is usually irrevocable from that day forward. So really take the time to sit down with your financial specialist and decide what makes the best sense in your situation. So some of the common pension choices we see, and they are quite different from company to company, so you may not have all of these options, but the common ones usually are you can choose to take your benefit as a single life, meaning that you would receive the highest payout. And what happens is when you pass away, that highest payout, that monthly amount goes away. No one else is going to be able to collect any residual, not your estate or a friend or anything. It basically stops. So if you're single, that may be something you would consider. However, you want to, again, make that choice carefully. Another common one we see is 50% joint and survivor. And what that means is you're going to be taking a lower payment now, but upon your death, your surviving spouse will get 50% of your current benefit. So again, this is an area we spend a lot of time as our clients have retired from several different jobs over the years. And we say, okay, so you're getting that pension. Do you remember what choice you made, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago? And they're like, well, I think he or she's going to get 30% or 50%. And both Kyle and I are the first to tell them, let's find that information out now. Because upon the death of one of your partners, you want to know what to expect in terms of income from all of those pensions. Another common choice we see is 100% joint and survivor. So again, it's usually a lower benefit, only makes sense that you would receive now, but upon your death, your surviving spouse will continue to get your same benefit for the rest of their life. So again, maybe you have other sources of revenue that makes sense, or you would have life insurance that kicks in if you would pass away, and that might be a reason someone might take the higher single life payment versus 100% joint survivor. Again, everyone's details are a little different. There's also choices of life with 10 years certain, so that when in those situations, a payment is guaranteed to pay out for a minimum of 10 years, and it will continue as long as you live. But if you die prior to the end of that 10-year payment, or 10 years, payments will continue through year 10 for your beneficiaries. So sometimes we see people elect that for a variety of reasons. And then finally, the lump sum rolled into an IRA. So when that is an option that's offered to you, you want to look at this carefully and decide, does it make sense? Now, most people, they confuse this and they go, well, if I have an annuity, basically that's what a pension is like, it's guaranteed for the rest of my life. And that feels good. But it does offer the least amount of flexibility for people, meaning that maybe I've decided in retirement, I'm finally going to buy a second home or my dream home. And you can't change the amount of that annuity, you know, or that pension benefit. It's locked in stone. So if you have the option of perhaps rolling your IRA or your lump sum into an IRA, you have the advantage of being able to take whatever amount whenever you want it out. And of course, you're always going to have to pay taxes. There's no get around whether you're taking a pension benefit or a distribution from your IRA. You always will have to pay income taxes on it. But it does offer the most flexibility. So what we would say is tread carefully. If you do choose the life-only annuity benefit, it means that when you die, the income stops. And again, if you're married and you both rely on that pension annuity income, this could leave your spouse in a difficult financial situation. So there's a lot of things to consider as you make that choice.
Really important things to be thinking about as you plan for retirement. Don't forget, if you've been thinking about retirement, you've got some questions, they'd love to help you out at Kloss Financial. All I got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call. Telephone number 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number 442 442- 402-562-5637. Also, great opportunity if you've got a question for Malia and Kyle, get on the air with your question this morning. We'd love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with your question with that number. And of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Heard Malia there mention rolling a lump sum over into an IRA. We'll explore some of the benefits and some of the things you need to know with that option. We will find that out next and take your call as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Prime opportunity right now to get on the air with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite of Kloss Financial. The telephone number here at the station to join us, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Not only can you learn more there, you can subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also submit a question to be answered here on the program. As a matter of fact, coming up a little bit later on in the show, not only will we do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, we'll also go over to the Listener Question Corner, and you too can submit your question online at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637. Talking about pensions this morning, and we left off talking about some of the choices that can be made when it comes to your pension and the pension distribution, and mentioned that lump sum option. Is that something people should be considering? Should they consider taking it? What's kind of the guidance in that area?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean. So yes, you should absolutely consider it. Now, whether you do or not, that's what we'll try to help you answer. I joke with some of my clients when we're looking at this, and it's the same thing with Social Security, is that if you could tell me the day you're going to die, this really becomes a real simple question to answer, right? But since none of us know that, we've got to definitely look at some considerations here. So some of them to pay attention to is if you choose that lump sum payout instead of the monthly payments, that responsibility for managing the money shifts from the employer to you. And so in addition to that, you could increase the risk of outliving your money and losing your money due to bad investment advice, fraud, or poor stock market performance. So again, it's just like the 401k. Why companies are getting rid of these pensions is because they don't want the risk. So by you taking the lump sum, you are assuming that risk with investment and also your own spending habits and things like that. So another one would be, would you be at risk of running out of money? Well, the monthly payment option offers a steady lifetime income, which substantially reduces your risk of running out of money later in life. This is especially important if either of you or your spouse is in good health and if you've got a history of longevity. So for example, if you have close relatives living in their 80s or older, there's a good chance that you're going to get a lot of money out of that pension plan if you live long enough. So however, with the lump sum payout, it could make sense if you're in critically poor health or if you and your spouse already have enough income to cover your basic living expenses. So obviously, some people are very fortunate where both spouses are eligible for pensions because they worked at great employers or something like that. And so when this could really make some sense is if you both have this option, maybe one of you takes the monthly annuity for their pension and the other one takes the lump sum, then you're kind of getting the best of both worlds. Or if you know that just your Social Security and your investments are more than enough to comfortably, you know, cover your living expenses, that lump sum gives you a little more flexibility, like Malia was talking about. And so another question to ask yourself is, are you taking the lump sum because you're worried that you may not live long enough to get back what you've earned? This is probably the biggest reason why people look at this option. So the monthly pension payment may still be a good choice if you're concerned about the retirement security of your spouse or other beneficiaries. So most plans will allow you to provide monthly benefits to your spouse or another beneficiary after your death through that joint and survivor payout like we talked about before, whether that's 50%, 75%, 100% where they can get it. That's what we would look at. And so really where you go to find more information about these payout options is the Pension Service Center. So a lot of times you can call your HR department at your employer. They'll put you in touch with the Pension Service Center, and they'll be able to a lot of times give you projections. So when you're looking at retirement, they'll be able to kind of run your numbers and see exactly how much your annuity would be. And that gives us an opportunity to compare the options, not just lump sum versus monthly annuity, but also which payout of the monthly annuity, the joint survivor, single life, that kind of stuff. too.
Could be a really good opportunity. You want to make sure that you don't make a rash decision, that you weigh all your options. Of course, we talk about planning and getting ready for retirement. Our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial would love to help you out, love to talk with you, and they make it real easy to do. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So then what happens when distribution begins from that pension? Are taxes taken out, and what should we be looking for in that area?
Yeah, so that's a great question. And just a quick follow-up to keep in mind when you're signing up for the choice for your pension. Just think about this. You've worked for X amount of years, say 20 years, and your employer has put money into your pension. And you choose, for whatever reason, that you're just going to take the highest payout, the single payment. And then unexpectedly, you pass away within 2 years of retiring. All that pension money that would have come to you now goes nowhere.
No.
It doesn't go to your survivors or your beneficiaries. It stops if you take that single life monthly annuity. So we will have many people choose the lump sum, even if they're single, because then they can leave it to their estate and to any beneficiary. So just keep that in mind. And so that money that's been put away for you does go in pre-tax, and that means it comes out taxable. So most pension benefits are federally taxable. That's keyword, federally taxable. So when you begin taking that pension income, you'll determine at that point if you want to have taxes withheld. Because I do have a lot of people surprised, like, oh, I didn't know I was going to have to pay taxes on this $50,000. And that's not a good surprise come April of the following year. So it's best that you plan on paying taxes on any pension income you'll receive. However, there are exceptions. So there's sometimes after-tax money that was contributed to the pension. A portion of it might be tax-free. Some pensions might have been paid out due to a disability. Again, a portion of that benefit could be tax-free. But when we're discussing state income taxability, it does matter where you live. So in the state of Wisconsin, for example, income from retirements, including pensions or distributions from IRAs or 401ks are fully taxable at rates ranging from 4% to 7.65%. However, income from a government pension, for example, the Wisconsin retirement system, is not taxable. And then final note, Social Security, because we're talking taxes, is not taxed in Wisconsin. So if you're getting a pension in retirement, you may prefer to live in one of the locations where pension income is not taxed. And so that could include Alaska, Florida, Illinois, Mississippi, Nevada, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. If you're not getting pension income, so that's not a stressor. So just keep that in mind. And then another question we sometimes get is, can a pension plan be terminated and is it protected? So if your employer does offer a pension, they can decide to terminate it. In such a situation as that, your accrued benefit usually becomes frozen, meaning you could get it whenever you've get whatever you've earned up to that point, but you can't actually accumulate any additional pension income. We see that happening quite a bit with employers who want to get these off their books. And then finally, with regards to the protection, typically, not always, but typically, pensions are insured by the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, otherwise known as PBGC. And that's a federal agency that was created from the ERISA Act in 1974 that protects pensions and private sector defined benefit plans. So to find out if your pension plan is covered and to find out what the guarantee limits are, you can go to www.pbgc.gov. To check and see what your situation might be.
Definitely want to check that out if you have a pension. Get some more information from from Kyle and Malia. We will do that next. We'll head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. That all coming up next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Coming down the home stretch with our retirement planning professionals, Kyle and Malia. And one of the great things about Kloss Financial's website, klossfinancial.com, is an opportunity to submit a question for the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. This week's question comes from Tim. He says, my father passed away this past April, whereas my mother passed away in 2019. Remember a small Social Security death benefit that came from my dad after he passed. Where does that benefit go after my father's passing?
Yeah, that's a good question, Tim. And I'm so sorry for your loss. I mean, you know, two in a row basically is really tough to deal with. I've experienced that myself. So you're correct. There was a one-time lump sum death benefit, and I hate to even say how low this number is. It's $255. I think they need to adjust that up a little bit. But that one-time benefit does come out from Social Security that pays out to the surviving spouse if he or she was living with the deceased. However, this is the thing people don't know. After that second person passed, there is no benefit, not even to the family. So if the deceased was receiving Social Security benefits, you're going to have to make sure that that benefit that was received for the month of the death is returned. So they should be notified right away. I'm sure by now that's occurred for you. But just so our listeners can understand, if a person passed away, for example, in April, and the monthly benefit automatically paid out in May, you're going to need to get those returned. So just make sure you don't cash any checks. If they actually received a check, return those to Social Security, and don't forget about the benefit, like I said, if it's the second person is still living. But unfortunately, in your case, that's not the situation.
Really important things to keep in mind there. And of course, don't forget, you can always submit questions to be answered right here on Money in Motion. Just send on over to Klaas Financial's website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Amazon. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. Which pension choice gives you the highest dollar payout per month? Is it single life or 50% joint and survivor? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Amazon. Don't forget as well, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial. Get to know your appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. Kyle, Malia, great seeing you guys, talking with you guys this morning. You have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
The MDR Home Show comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial. We'll be right back.